Blog Talk Radio.
I hope y'all enjoying the show so far. I am your host, Mr. Donnell Bell, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And every single night at 10 o'clock, we're going to slow it down so we can talk about some very important hot topics. And I got a new co-host with me tonight. She is going to be working with me every night. And we're going to be coming up with all kinds of good stuff. So good evening, dear friend. How you doing on this beautiful, Tuesday night? How you doing, friend?
Hey, Donnell, how are you?
I'm good. You sound far away. Are you on the speakerphone?
Oh, give me a second. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, yeah. Now I can hear you better. We want to make sure that the listeners can hear you because we on the radio, so that's important that we every night be able to hear you on the radio. So how you doing on this beautiful Tuesday night?
I'm doing well, Donnell. You know, I'm just really saddened by the situation that's happening all over our country, especially in light of everything that's happened in Uvalde and as well as around our city. We have to do something to stop this gun violence.
Well, this is what we want to talk about tonight because you're going to be coming on the show with me every night, Monday through Friday, and we will be doing a show Monday through Friday. And I want you to first of all give the listeners a little bit about you, who you are, and then after the interview with you, we're gonna talk about some hot topic. But we kind of want people to get to know who Elizabeth is. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about you. Where you from? Where you was raised at?
So hey y'all, my name is Liz Badgley. I'm originally from Oklahoma. Y'all might as well just call me a Texas transplant. I live in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, funky town.
Funky town, yes.
I've been here since 2015. I love it here.
Oh, wow. So how did you end up coming to Fort Worth?
So, I wanted to have a better life for myself. So I picked a spot on a map and I was like, well, where should I go? And I was like, well, the only thing I really knew about Texas was that they had Six Flags here. And so I came.
Wow.
I came on a bus took the train from Dallas to Fort Worth and made a new life for myself.
There you go. Wow. So how does that make you feel now, knowing that you have done all of this? What's going on through your head?
I'm glad that I was able to make a better life for myself here in Texas. I think Texas has so many opportunities for everybody.
Right. Wow, that is amazing. For those who are just now tuning in to us, we have a very special, she's no longer a very special guest. She is my permanent co-host, and we're talking about some hot topics. And I'm excited to have you part of this wonderful show, and I'm very excited about the future for this new radio show. And tonight, we're going to be having guests calling into the show. If you want to call and talk to us live on the radio, all you got to do is give us a call. I'm looking for the phone number right now. Do you know the number, friend? Do you know the phone number to the radio show?
Yeah, Donnell, it's
right
going to be.
If you want to? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Call in at 515-602-9699.
Repeat that number one more time for the callers out there.
515-602-9699.
And what we're going to talk about tonight, y'all, because there's so much going on tonight, because of all the gun violence that's happening across the country, we must come together as a community. And I want to ask you this, Elizabeth, why is this so important for us to come together? What is the solution? Because I want the people to give us a solution. What is the solution to stopping the gun violence that's happening across the country? Let's talk about it, Elizabeth.
Okay, so if y'all are in Texas or you live in Texas and reside in Texas, you might know that Governor Greg Abbott passed 22 pieces of legislation that made it easier to obtain guns. So what he did was he lowered the age to obtain guns, and he also loosened the restrictions. So now you can purchase a gun in Texas without any kind of background check. We need to know where these guns are going to. Who has these guns? There are way too many people that have backgrounds that, you know, have these guns in their hands, and it's just too much is going on. We need common sense gun laws. We are not saying, hey, we want to take all guns away. That's not what we're saying. We're saying we want common sense gun laws, pass legislation to make it harder for these criminals to obtain these guns.
Yes.
And also, I believe that these automatic weapons, these semi-automatic weapons, they need to be reserved for highly trained individuals, such as military members.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why an 18-year-old kid needs an assault weapon. So,
I definitely agree with you on
that
stuff. And you're right. You make a good point when you say that, because we have, the gun violence is on the rise. And here's the sad part about it. The sad part about it, it continues to be on the rise. We have to come up with a solution. What can we do to stop the gun violence? What is the key of stopping the gun violence? Let's talk about that.
I mean, so because Texas is such a gun-friendly state, it's going to take all of us to come together to say, hey, we need common sense legislation.
Amen.
So they're not going to listen to us until we make a lot of noise and say, this is what we want. We are the citizens, and it is our job to push for legislation. So I encourage
Amen.
All of you guys who are listening to get out in your community, start writing your congressmen. Like, they will listen. Make your voice known until they have no choice but to listen so we can get this legislation passed. Last year, in 2021, we lost 29 juveniles in Tarrant County alone. That number is only rising. How many kids have to die because of these senseless laws? We have to stand
real
together.
Talk.
Have to make a stand.
I like that. And that's so true. And so what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, talk about some, go to some music. And when we come back, we're going to get into details of this this situation that happened in Houston. It's on the other side of Houston about the gun violence that continue to happen. And also, we want you guys to call in, and you can give us a call at 515 area code 602-9699 again. Call us at area code 515-602-9699, and let's talk about the importance of coming up with solutions. We have to change the way we do things now. So we'll be right back, and when we come back, we're gonna talk some more about some of the changes that needs to happen. We'll be right back. You're tuning into us. It's Going Down Live right here on the Holly Show in the Community. Be right back.
If you're planning to leave me behind, everything, sweet baby. My whole world revolves around you. Nothing is what I am.
That's right, child. Hope y'all enjoying the old school music. We're going to be doing this every single night. Man, Elizabeth, they are loving you. We're already getting a lot of people responding, saying that they really enjoying and asking me, who are you? Elizabeth, what you think about that, girl? They are loving you. What you think about that?
That's awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, yeah. Shout out to Tiffany. Tiffany is listening to us in that H-Town. Micah, we see you loud and clear. Micah's tuning in to us, and the phone line is blowing up, too. We're definitely going to go to the phone lines in a minute. Man, shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us. We got a hot show, and we're going to be coming on. I want everybody to know, because the station just asked me, we're going to be coming on every night. So, yes, we will be coming on Monday through Friday, and whether we are doing it in the car, whether we in Houston, Chicago, it don't matter where we at, we will be coming on. Because, Elizabeth, we've been doing a lot of traveling. Let's talk about that.
Yes, y'all. So we have been traveling. If y'all been paying attention to the news, you know that there was a massacre yet again in another school here in Texas. As soon as the news broke about the tragedy that happened, we knew that we had to mobilize. So we mobilized quickly, and we made our way to Houston because our governor would not cancel the NRA convention. So it's a hot-button issue. We made our voices heard. And
And not only that, but we want to let them know that United My Justice was the first protester that was out there before anybody showed up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so y'all, we were the first on the picket lines, and we actually made the news in Germany. Go United My Justice.
Oh, wait a minute. Tell me about that. How did that go? Tell us about the Germany.
Yeah, so we made the Build Germany news. Donnell, I think I sent you the article.
I did see it. Beautiful. I didn't get a chance to read it. I was looking for the spot where to read it. Was it?
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
so tell us about the Germany.
Well, you have to translate it into English, but if you scroll down,
you'll see
it. But
that may be why.
I got emotional when I was talking to those reporters because, you know, just the thought of these innocent babies are, you know,
yes.
I just can't stand it. But the thing is I feel like it's so preventable at this point. Maybe not all the way preventable, but there are things that could be done. And
I agree with you.
Yeah, we need to take steps. I feel like we need to take steps to at least, you know, reduce this. At this point, it's hard to say it's random anymore because it's just happening so much.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go live to the phone lines. We don't never call the whole phone number out, but we do call the first three. We're going to go to area code 469-569. You are live on the radio with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Who is this?
This is C.W. Whitaker. How you doing, Donnell?
Good evening, brother. How you doing today on this beautiful Tuesday night? You doing okay?
I'm doing good, man, but you got a very interesting topic, and you got a young lady on the line that's really coming out with it. But I'm going to tell you
hey, check it out. She's the new co-host.
I know it. She's
just graduated, fresh from college.
All right. But
he does?
Let me say, CW. Let me say this one thing where all this stuff started. And, she's young. She might not realize it. But when they took prayer out of the school system, the devil got in, and he started making his way through the school. There's no love, no respect for the teachers, the preachers, the principals, and the police. Because there's no love and no understanding, man. So, I mean, you can take away all the guns, but, you know, they'll start killing with knives. So, unless we change the hearts of these young people, you got to change their hearts
and show
some love for one another.
And you know what, CW, I'm glad you brought that up because I remember maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, my son was just in middle school, just about 3-4 years ago. And I remember my son telling me, my son said, "Dad, y'all always talk about the guns, but what about the knife?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And so he goes, he said, "Just like they bring guns to school, Dad, they are bringing knives to school too." And I got to thinking, I said, "You know what? I never thought about that." But he was on to something when he say that they are bringing knives. And just like my son was saying, my son 15 now, but when he was about 13, he said that the knife kills just as bad as the gun do. So it got me thinking. I'm saying, wow, I didn't even think about that. And so we do have to realize that it's not just the guns going into this public school. It's the knives. It can be any kind of option that can hurt somebody. So we got we have a serious major problem in the school. And here's what I believe. And that's why we organized a citywide youth rally coming up on June the 25th. And the reason I chose June the 25th, because, you know, all of us can remember June the 25th was when Michael Jackson passed away. So, but anyway, to make a long story short, we're doing June the 25th, man, because I got with a major hip-hop station, and I'm saying enough is enough. We need to listen to the young people. This is not about us. This is about what's going on. If we could listen to the young people are crying out for help. Let's find out what the young people are asking for. Let's find out what is going on. If you want to know anything that's going on in the public schools, the young people is the one that can tell it like it is. Do you agree with
that,
Mr. CW? And
I agree
about
you,
CW? And that's why we have to get that. And this is the reason. This is why I tell everybody. I said, we're wasting our time. if we don't start getting our youth leaders together, if we don't start getting our hip-hop stations together, we have to go, if we want to change things, if we want to know what's really going on in the public schools, we need to be able to be connected with the babies, with the young people. How are we going to be connected? We got to bridge the gap through 97.9 The Beat, K104. These are the stations that our babies are listening to every single day. That's the reason today, this morning, I was able to reach out to the radio DJs and talk to them and say, hey, and I was able to get to one young DJ. And I said, man, I said, we got a major problem with our babies. Our babies are dying in the middle of the streets every single day.
Right.
Gunshots. See, we didn't have to worry about all of that because you know why? Like you say, CW, not only did we have prayer, but we had discipline. See, we have lost
right.
the discipline because we had discipline. We knew that the principal didn't play. We knew that if we do something wrong, we was going to get in trouble by the teacher. We knew we was going to get in trouble by our parents because we had parents who back then who cared about our babies. We have lost the respect. The kids are losing respect because you got, I'm going to be real, we got CPS who have stepped in bar, have got in bar with these kids and said, hey, if you whoop this child, I'm going to call CPS on you. If you do this,
right.
I'm going to call CPS
right.
on you. And not only that, then the police steps in. And when the police steps in, and now the respect, the disrespect of police officers. You wonder why our babies are dying in the middle of the street with police? It's because we as a community have lost the respect for each other, lost respect for the
right.
police officer. The
That's
police
what
officer has lost respect for us, and they have lost respect for us. So it's like, okay, I can shoot you can shoot me, and that's the problem. Everybody has lost
right.
respect for each other. And so nobody cares about nobody no more. It's like almost every man to themselves. So until we change the mindset, y'all listen to me because this is important. Until we change the mindset of the people, we will continue to have this same old for the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to take more than, more than just the candidate. It's gonna take more than just the candidates. We all have to change the mindset of each individual.
It still takes the entire village. It still takes the whole village.
Yes, sir.
And I believe,
CW,
I think you're right. I think I didn't mean to cut in, but I think you're absolutely right.
No,
it takes the whole village, and it needs to start at home. A lot of these,
right.
our kids are hurting. They're not getting,
they're neglected
at home. Their parents are busy working. It doesn't mean that they're bad parents, but they're just, not paying attention. And and these kids are slipping through the cracks, and they go to these public school systems where they continue to slip through the cracks. So we need to figure out as parents and as educators, what can we do to help our kids? They're hurting. A lot of them have mental health issues.
Y'all hold that. Shout out to DeMarcus. DeMarcus is on Facebook listening to us. He said, I'm enjoying the show. He made a statement. Now, DeMarcus is saying that it's going to take more than just discipline. Do y'all agree with that?
It's going to take it all, man. Let me say one thing.
Yes, sir.
You have kids raising kids. So how they know how to raise kids?
Yes, you do.
And when the school system has no discipline for bad behavior, when you don't have discipline for bad behavior, you increase bad behavior. And that's where it is.
Yes, you do.
So
and I tell you
they got to come up with a plan.
You're right, and I agree with you on that. Don't go nowhere, CW. Don't go nowhere, everybody. We're going to go to another music break. We definitely want to say a big shout-out to our new sponsors. B&D is our new production sponsor right here. We'll be right back right after this.
Our heart
Man, that's what I'm talking about, y'all, man. That's what we do on this show, man. We play nothing but the best in old school classic music, and we talk about hot topics. You tune in to the hottest show with your main man, world famous DJ Donnie B, with my beautiful new co-host. How you doing, Elizabeth? What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, Donnell. Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right. That's right. I tell you what, y'all, we got floods of people calling in. We're going to go live to the phone lines, man. Shout out to them, my boys. They in the building. Dundre Derrick. What's up, man? Welcome to the number one nighttime show. How you doing, man?
We good, Don and B. How about yourself?
Say, I can't complain. Say, y'all enjoying that music, man? Y'all like
yes,
this song?
Yes, sir. We enjoying it. Dre, you enjoying
man,
it?
Man, that say.
I'm loving it.
Say, y'all.
Dre,
I'm
say,
loving
that take
it,
y'all
too.
Way. Say, that don't that take y'all way back?
Yeah, back down memory lane.
Down memory lane.
Yep, sir.
Man, I tell you what, I got another one coming up after this, coming up later. All right, y'all, man. I want y'all to introduce yourself to the world, man, because I already know who the famous twins are. But go ahead on, man. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourself.
Bless you, Donnie. We really appreciate you, man. This is Derrick Twin Johnson the first.
DJ Donnie B, this is your boy Drake on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos. And who else we got?
It's just me and Drake.
Oh, okay. So, man, tell the community, man, what's going on with you guys, man, because, you know, this has been for the past 2 weeks, it's been a really rough week. I know we got a chance to meet up with you guys on a Sunday for the candlelight vigil for all the people that was murdered, man. But tell the community what you guys are planning to do. First of all, let's talk about the new funeral home that you guys got.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a new funeral home in the city of Fort Worth called DFW Arlington National Funeral Home. We're located in the city of Fort Worth, right in the heart of the city of Fort Worth, off of 820 in Brentwood Stair Road, 6428 Brentwood Stair.
Yes, okay. Sir. Okay.
That's
and
in my
said,
hood.
And I'm very, yeah, hey, I know that's right. But I'm very excited, man. I'm very excited because you guys are going to be working with us. And they're actually going to be one of my sponsors, you guys. The event coming up on June the 25th. June the 25th, we're organizing a Put the Gun Down rally. We're going to have a solid march, and DFW Funeral Home will be leading us with the march with the casket. The purpose of doing this is encourage our babies to put the guns down. Shout out to 97.9. We got DJ Spencer, who will also be with us on the 25th. And hopefully we'll be able to get 97.9 whole radio station to be out there because it is time for us to make changes. I want you to talk about this, Derrick. Why did you choose to want to work with us with this project coming up on the 25th of June?
Well, Donnie B, we saw a need, man. Like I said, we're sick and tired of the foolishness. It's time for them to put the guns down. Like I said, we got to save our youth. They're our future.
And also,
like
let's
that.
Talk
save
about
our
this,
youth,
too,
save
man.
Our future.
And also, let's talk about this, Derrick, because I want to get a good understanding. Nothing beats a good understanding. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about why is this so important? Because you guys are in the funeral business. And I want everybody to listen to this. This is the reason I invited these brothers to come on the show. This is so important. It's critical because you guys are seeing more of our young people who are dying. Let's talk about that.
Right.
I mean, because let's be real. The funeral home is making major money. But it's a state of emergency on how many of our babies are dying. Let's talk about that, Derrick and Dundre.
Yeah, well, like I say, Donnie B, we hate, you know, people die young and old, but, you know, we hate to see our young people dying. Like I say, the children are our future. And I think about my kids, you know, so I wouldn't want no foolishness of what happened out of town to happen to my kids, so. Death,
right,
death is
right.
No matter how you look at it.
What are you
saying?
But the question is, though, what I want to ask both of y'all, because I'm not in the streets, I don't know. What are you seeing now when, because you guys are burying these, a lot of these young people every single day. And what's going on? When you see these families and you see these people, what are the families saying? And how frustrated is it to see this type of behavior, gun violence, happening every year, especially during the summertime?
Well, it's repeating itself year after year, year after year. And like I said, the families are hurting and grieving. It's not something that they want. No parent wants to bury their child, and vice versa. I don't want to bury my parents, so, you know.
Right, right, right. But what are we looking at when we see, are we looking at, what, 20% of our young people dying? Is it 30%? Is it even higher than that? I mean, because we're seeing young people die every single day. What are we looking at?
Right.
Is it a 30% of our young people dying every day? Let's be real. Let's keep it 100.
Rate, I couldn't tell you, but it's a lot of youth dying, and it's sickening and hardening. So, you know, we got to do something about it. Stop the violence.
And we got to talk about this. And it's not from sickness. Let's make sure we get this a good understanding from the people. It's not from sickness. It's from
sickness.
Gun balance
right.
That's happening. Gun balance. Unsettling chaos that don't have to happen. That if we can get through our babies, because when I look at those babies at that elementary, that reminds me of my babies. And see, because I used to work for the schools, I see those babies. So we got to change the mindset of how many of our young people. I don't know, Dondre. I don't have the answers. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I do, because I know I don't. But let me ask you guys, what do you think we need to do to get to change the mindset of our babies? Well,
wake up.
I mean, what's
the
advice?
Plain and simple. We need to wake up.
How do we wake up, though?
Like Boosie said.
Because we still live. I mean, but how do we wake
we
up, Dondre?
We need to be more involved. We need to stop all these guns that we can get now shouldn't be allowed. The governor
needs
to stop.
I agree. And also, let's look at this, everybody. Because what I'm seeing also, America public schools. Now, I ain't focused on nobody else. I'm focusing strictly on American public schools. American public schools are in trouble. You don't see no other school in the world going through what we're going through in our public schools.
Right.
When you get to the, and you wonder why our kids are not learning, because our kids are scared. If they're not dealing with bullying, they're dealing with if they going to survive.
Right.
And it's very sad. I'm interested in getting some school officials on the show. Toby Jackson, I know you listen to my show. Please reach out to me. I want you on the show. Secretary, I need you, after we get off the air tonight, I need you to reach out to Toby Jackson, the school board for the Fort Worth ISD. I want her on the show. I need to get some school officials on this program to talk about the importance of us, how to figure out how to make the school safe. One of the things that we talk about here, Dondre, was putting metal detectors in public schools. Do you agree that needs to happen, and why?
Metal detectors are fine, but we need more men who will be at the schoolhouse looking around.
Amen.
Protecting our
Amen.
Children.
Yes.
We lacking
yes.
as men going to the schoolhouse, being role models, being mentors. We're lacking all of that. We need to wake up.
Right.
You know what? You said a mouthful when you said that. Now, that right there was a mouthful. Before we let you guys go, I want you guys to talk about, you guys are leaving this week, this Friday. Tell everybody where you guys are going.
This Friday, we're going to take the cards and poster boards and teddy bears as well as flowers that the family's loved ones have. Send out to show their support to the families. But also, we're going to extend the visitation up until Thursday. I'm going to send it to Thursday. We're going to stop. The cutoff was supposed to be in today, but so many people called and couldn't get off work, so we extended it to Thursday. And we will be leaving that Saturday morning.
So you guys are going to be actually going up there to Houston, Texas, where the shooting happened.
Not to Houston, right.
Is it San Antonio?
I think you meant Uvalde.
Yeah, but it's on the other side. Is it on the other side of Houston?
It's on the other side of San Antonio.
Go ahead. Okay, on the other side of San Antonio.
Uvalde. It's called Uvalde, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I tell you what, man, anything else y'all want to say real quick?
We praying for everybody. Everybody keep their head up.
And you keep doing what you're doing, DJ Dinah B, getting the news out worldwide.
Yeah. And also,
thank you so much.
I would like to say I know they are in desperate need of blood. I heard that today. So if you guys are interested in donating blood, please do.
You know what? We're going to talk about that coming up next. All right, y'all. We're going to take it to some more old school. My favorite song, Dondre, is called Don't Walk Away by my dear friend. I ain't going to lie, y'all. Back in the day, I had a major crush. Well, I think she had a major crush on me, y'all. Jay, Don't Walk Away. We'll be right back. Whew, I remember them days. Boy, back in the 90s. We'll be right back.
on the track. Magnolia hurt. Yeah. AKA Magnificent. Wildlife Records, man. My boy Chops on the beat. I'm swelling by my cash, baby. Yeah. Magnificent.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. That's our boy Magno. We working on getting Magno to come out to the big event coming up on June the 25th. I'm waiting to hear back from him. Magno is one of the number one artists across the country with Switcher House. We are working on getting Magno to come through on the 25th.
Twin blocks in the stash spots. I call them the Olsen twins. Mary Kate and Ashley, how dare you face the past me? Platinum arches round my neck, canary bracelet, nasty. Don't get me twisted, I ain't never wanna sell a cell. But what you expect when money's funnier than Will Ferrell? And your stomach's so empty, you can feel yourself. But I ain't tryna go to jail, I don't feel the cell. By the time I'm 30, I'ma have 11 houses. Oh, and most spouses than J-Lo got wet and blouses. Yeah.
Magnificent, brightest cast, brightest cast, magnificent, brightest cast, magnificent, brightest cast, magnificent, brightest cast, brightest cast.
Hey, just nothing greater when I spit. Nothing. I have to get my draws 2 sizes big so I can have room for haters on my dick. I'm a swing side to side like crossfaders in the mix. Yeah. I done stepped out Lacoste. Alligators on my kicks. Watch me pull up on the scene though. Body rockin' in the mean low. Bunny hoppin' down Antoine. Three wheelin' on Green's Road. 56, 44, Green Acres, Studio One. Last verse I said grippin' green. This verse I maneuver wood. He's away, I'm doing good. I ain't who the feds watch. My cousin on the block with rocks in a suit of fit.
Boy, wow.
Knowing damn well he ain't got a headache. But to keep from getting a stomach ache, he on the run frontin' cake. I can't knock the hustle, get it how you live, no matter what it is, keep food behind your ribs,
yeah.
Times get rough, I'ma cook it up and move hard, and get cheap for cheap without using a Kroger's food card, I'm about my cash, when Paul Wall said that, I swear he never lied. All I do is rhyme a little, and my cheddar rise.
Yeah.
You seen Still Tipping?
Seen.
That wasn't prop money.
Nah,
that was on the grind, CDs on the block money. And I was just an artist, now I'm an exec that's smart. Enough wood in the dash for me to build a second arc. Santa make Noah jealous,
yeah.
I got a hoeing fetish. I'ma smoke on this dro, chuckle for one Welch's. I eat the tracks for a snack, then I'm off it. I was the one calling Kels when he was trapped in the closet. My bad, Kels, I just wanted to get a hook or something. My fans is like fiends, it's like I got them hooked on something.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up in the candy beamer slowly. Passenger seat occupied by Angelina Jolie.
Huh.
Hey, I don't talk shit,
nah,
and I don't mumble neither. Black and white diamonds, my medallion got jungle fever. Magnolia hurt, Magnolia hurt,
Magnolia hurt.
This is Spinning Chops Production. What up, Mike Baxter?
All right, that's my boy Magno. We will be bringing Magno here for June the 25th. I'm working on getting Magno. I'm trying to get a lot of the rappers to come out and be part of this event. What's up, Terry? Terry Price is
hey, up
building. What's up, Terry?
You in the building, baby. What's up? What's going down, Johnny?
Man, say Terry, you gonna do some rap, Terry. You gonna do some rapping for us on a 25th? You wanna perform on the 25th?
Hey man, I would love to.
Okay, guess what, Terry? I need you to start working
What's
on your
up?
Crap. You will be performing on the 25th with us, man. We got a
Yay!
Lot of people coming out here, and so if y'all haven't had a chance to see my boy perform, hell, I may get up and do something with him. Well, you want me to do something with you, Terry?
Hey man, you can get up there like you used to do back in the day, man.
You know, back then I was your hype man. So yeah, a lot of people don't know
right.
that I used to be Terry Price hype man. I used to be his hype man. Seriously though, we did. Elizabeth, we had it going on back in the day. That was back in my younger days. What you say, Terry?
What's up?
Terry was up, man.
Yeah,
Terry Cole when it comes to rapping. Say, you know, you put me in a reminder. You put me in the mind of not Snoop Dogg. What's that other? Oh, Tupac. Tupac. That's who you put me in the mind of.
Come on,
I ain't got no Tupac song. I ain't got no Tupac. All right, man. So what's going on with you, Terry? What are your thoughts on all this crazy that's going on, man? Let's talk.
You know, man, it's mind-boggling that what gets me is with all these political leaders, these educated people, everybody that has a degree, one or two, three degrees, bachelor's, no one has been able to come up with a solution to solve the problem. That's scarier than, to me, than anything right now, because it seems like no one is knowledgeable on how to solve these little situations that's going on with this school. That's dangerous. So if these people can't solve the problem or fix it, we need to get rid of them and get somebody in there that can fix the problem. And that's where I'm at right now, because this doesn't make no sense. This has been going on for years, going back to the Sandy Hook shooting. You know, like, are we really trusting these people with our kids? These people have not came up with a solution to solve the problem. So I'm at a point right now, why do we have them in office?
Right.
Why
exactly. Especially if you're not able to do nothing. That's one reason we have to change our party. Because right now, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't see Republicans doing anything. I don't see Democrats doing anything. Republicans continue to blame the Democrats. The Democrats continue to blame the Republicans. We're going to have to change who we are dealing with. And this is a Republican state. And it's very sad to see that we don't have any way of stopping the killing that continue to happen, the shooting that continue to happen. So I'm with you, Terry. I'm ready to change my party. I'm ready to go independent. I'm serious.
Well, I don't see the Republican doing anything.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, not only that, DB, we need to get rid of these people that's been in office. A lot of them been in there for years,
and they haven't done anything with any solution
to the problem.
As far as
I know, when you work at a job and you don't do your job right, they fire you. I think it's time for us to fire them. And matter of fact, we need to get up in there and do something about this situation. I think we can do it. I agree.
Because it seems like the Republicans don't care or the Democrats don't care. And I'm not trying to talk about our president, but let's be real. Our president is so busy giving billions of dollars overseas to Ukraine. America is suffering. America is suffering, not only suffering with the school shooting, but we're suffering with food. America is suffering all kinds of ways because we started giving billions of dollars over there. We started giving all this money. And now he's already asking for $3 billion.
If I was the president, I would have first. You take care of your home first before you take care of anywhere else. I would have given a bailout.
Thank you.
To our people all over the United States of America, I would have gave us a bailout. It doesn't make no sense. We give out millions and billions of dollars to people that we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what the hell they're going to do with the money. But we have all these people that are suffering,
Terry,
here,
also,
and they don't need help.
And you're right, Terry, and you're right about that. I'm going to tell you why I know you're right about that. Because you giving billions of dollars for their military, but the president over there have already told. See, this is what I don't comprehend. I don't comprehend this. I'm going to be real. I don't comprehend what's really going on. Because the president of Ukraine has already said that our president, American people, are not doing enough. Well, hell, we're giving you billions of dollars. We're not doing enough for your military to assist in your military. But you don't appreciate us giving you all this billions of dollars while our country is suffering. I'll be damned if I'm going to sit up here and let you disrespect my country by me continue to give you billions of dollars, and you already have told me out of your own mouth that we are not doing enough. Hell, I think we're doing more than enough when we sit up here and give you billions of dollars. But you said America's not doing enough. What the hell is you want us to do?
I would just like to interject. Maybe we could take all the AR-15s and all of these automatic weapons, send them over to Ukraine. Send all these. I love it. Maybe that would help.
You know what? I agree. Wait a minute. And also, let's take all the game members. Since the game members want to kill up people, let's take all the game members. Let's take all the people that want to kill people. Let's take them and let them go over there and fight. I agree. That's a smart idea. And all these other people that's got these ADAR, like she was saying, let them go over there and fight. They'll wake up to reality then.
Not only that, DB and Liz, but this is the thing. That's funny that Ukraine has yet to offer us help or send any aid and package over here or any money over here. You think they don't need it? He have not made a statement about what's been going on over here. So how dare he sit around here and say we're not doing enough for him? We're not supposed to do everything for you. You need to be able to help yourself.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. America is suffering. I never see so many people who are now going to the church to get some food. Shortage of baby food. Our babies don't even have enough formula now. They said they don't know when our people are going to get it. I went to the store today, the CVS pharmacy. They don't ran out. And my mom was telling me, she said, I don't know. My mama told me today she don't know what she going to do because we got the new baby. She don't know what she going to do. So we cannot find baby formula anywhere. They are running out. CVS told me today they don't even know when they're going to get some. That's how bad the situation getting, y'all. What do y'all think?
I mean, I think we're in the end times.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to a different society. I mean, we see that now with everything. One of these days we're going to be we're not going to be dealing with no type
of
physical currencies. Well, not only that, I mean, you know, they're dealing with currency. Some places you go to, they don't even accept cash no more. So there's a lot going on. Not only that, Terry.
How long will our money even be worth something? Our money is getting to the point now; it's not even worth nothing no more.
Oh, the dollar is not worth a damn thing
no more.
No, it's not.
It's not worth nothing. And so we got a serious problem. I'll tell you what, y'all, don't go nowhere. We're going to go to some more music. We'll be right back. You tune into it. Terry, don't go nowhere. I'm going to talk to you some. We're going to talk to you some more.
All right, yeah. Okay.
I don't heart is filled with so much love, and I need someone I can call my own to fall in love. That's what everyone's dreaming of. I hold this feeling oh so strong. Life is too short to live alone without someone to call my own. I will care for you, you will care for me. Our love
music coming up. We are your number one right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tony said that him and his girl are spending time together for the first time. And he asked me, he said, man, please play me some Babyface. So we're going to play this for you and your girl, Whip Appeal.
Y'all heard it first. Thank you.
We got a way of talking.
Man, woo. All right, y'all got to send these shout-outs to Tim and Tony there, man. They said, man, they said, y'all are jamming tonight. We got to go back to my boy because he said that, Donnie B, you did not let me finish my last statement. I got to go back to CW. CW got to finish his statement. What's up, CW? You not got to let you finish your statement,
hey,
man.
Well, let me finish it, man. Let me say first, I enjoyed the show, and I enjoyed Liz,
man.
And I enjoyed you.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Oh, we not through yet. We still got what? We got 36 minutes. You know how I am. When I get into it, you've been knowing me for DJ for a long time. When I get into the mellow of the slow music, oh man,
yes,
that's what we do every night. We play slow music. Say, we all about that old school. If you try to bring me that new school, don't expect me to play it. It's got to be the 90s. Oh, go ahead, CW. Go ahead, man.
Okay, I was just gonna say for my closing statement about these kids, and I'm so impressed with Liz. When we don't have discipline in the class and teach our kids to be disciplined, we are creating a pipeline to prison, a grave, jail, just like
that's
that.
That's so true.
So that's something
that's
for
real,
everybody
that's
to think about.
That's
real
talk right there. Right?
Yes.
Wow, that's real talk right there. Terry, you just heard what Brother CW say. What are your thoughts on that, Terry Price?
Man, I can barely hear y'all on my end. I'm sorry I didn't hear everything that he said.
CW, go ahead and repeat that one more time.
All right, I'll repeat it one more time. When we don't have discipline in the schools, that creates a pipeline to prison, to jail, or a grave.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that, and we definitely got to have discipline. It starts with the home first.
Yep.
Thank you. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
We all
that's
we
why
all,
I said
we
takes the whole village. Yeah.
Right.
You're right. But you know what the sad part about it? You know, back in our days growing up, we all grew up in that certain time, that era of time. Now, we know back when we was growing up, we didn't have no choice but to get that discipline. But see,
That's right. In
our day, we had principal who would pop the mess out you on your tail, okay?
With a boy with holes in it.
But now, they call that abuse. When they get them out of the pop you, and that's why these kids is out of control. Because you got a lot of the parents out there who are saying, you know what, you're not going to touch my child. But
well,
you got to understand
they don't touch
that. Oh, no, they don't. They don't. I agree with you on that. So we all, I mean, both y'all made a good point when y'all say that. Serious, though, man, you make a good point. Anything else you want to say, Mr. CW? Because
no,
I got
I'm
to make sure CW finishes his favor.
Well, I'm just going to kick back and listen all the way to midnight.
Already, man. Well, tomorrow, we all tonight at 10 because we had a meeting tonight. So, but tomorrow, we will be back on regular schedule, y'all, 7 p.m. to 9. that's our schedule.
I'm tuning in.
We run it late. Yeah, we run it late tonight because we had a meeting. But tomorrow, we go back to our regular schedule. Tune in to us at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Because I ain't going to lie. You know what? Can I be real with you, man? CW.
Be real.
I take medicine. I take medicine. I am normally knocked out no later than 9:30. I'm up late tonight. But I normally, it's knocked out once I take that medicine. That medicine put my butt to sleep. So
all right.
Tomorrow,
well, you
I'll be
in
back
my
to my regular. Oh, man, I need it.
All right,
I'll
see you
at 7. All right, y'all. All right, we love you, man. Don't go nowhere. We still on the radio, man. All right, y'all.
I'm gonna be
we're going to more music.
All right,
All right, y'all. We'll be right back. Twisted Black. I'm a fool with it. Who remember that song?
I'ma chill my cup, I'ma blow my tree. I'ma ride 20-something-somethings under my capri. I'm a fool with it, I'm a fool with it. I'm a stunt for the bros, catch hate from the guys. Still slam patty dough, tonight it's suicide. I'm a fool with it, I'm a fool with it.
have beats in it. White tee with the penitentiary crease in it. You might catch me in some Air Force One. When the VN in the plate say Air Force One. Little bitty street dude, known for my wordplay. Dr. Doolittle, I'm here with the birds. Say twist it, blow your wig back like a hairdo. Bullet wound right up on my jaw, don't let it scare you. Look for the radio, so read between the lines. Type of guy to lay a bead between your eyes. Representing Texas, but I ain't got a grill. Catch me in the field, I got to pay off these bills. I ain't got a custom, it's still be street. Cause I'm pavement from head to my feet. If it's flossing to be done, best believe I'm now. I'm a F-double-O-L with it, I swear. I'ma fill my cup, I'ma blow my tree. I'ma ride 20-something-somethings under my capri. I'm a fool with it, 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 fool with it. For the bras, catch hate from the guys. Still slam catty doors, nah, they suicide. I'm a fool with it, fool with it, fool with it, fool with it. I'm a fool with it, fool with it, fool with it, fool with it. Now who else hit the club in the all-white mink? Nelly outside, so I wore my full length. Shame on these niggas so much that I stink. So many diamonds making everybody blink. 44 mag, got my dicky pants low. Big niggas looking like little man, old man. Got Tim's on my toes and my rose gold piece got my chest hairs froze. Whoa, not a bad broad at the bar like a star. Made a U-turn like I'm riding in a car. Eased up on it so that she could see my scar. I start to spit game and it's stuck like tar. Mama, where you from? Better yet, where you going? Maybe say your coat got it looking like it's snowing. I pop my collar cause I'm already knowing life's good. If you would, you can join. I'ma fill my cup, I'ma blow my tree. I'ma ride 20-something-somethings under my capri. I'm a fool with it, 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 fool with it. Done for the bras, catch hate from the guys. Still slam catty doors, nah, they suicide. I'm a fool with it. When you're stopping at the light, then you a fool with it. You a fool with it. And if you're running around robbing cause your cash ain't right, then you a fool with it. You a fool with it. And if you got windows dropping 4 or 5 screens, you a fool with it. You a fool with it. And if you're sleeping at the light cause you're gone on the lean, you a fool with it. You a fool with it. Twisted black and I'm the last to go. Too late, the track told me hit the gas and go. And I ain't met a cat yet that can match my swag. I ain't met a cat tough enough to catch my mag. From the truth in the booth, call me Genesis 1. Street priest, spit the gospel like a minister's son. And I ain't lying one bitch, y'all can check my rep. I hit the pen back to back and I ain't lost my step. I'ma fill my cup, I'ma blow my tree. I'ma ride 20-something-somethings under my capri. I'm a fool with it, fool with it. I'm a fool with it, I'm a fool with it, I'm a fool with it, I'm a son for the bras, catch hate from the guys, still slam catty doors, nah, they suicide, I'm a fool with it.
All right, child, man, we're going to do one more song, then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about hot topics. We got some more stuff we're going to talk about too, y'all. So y'all get ready because, man, it's getting ugly. So anyway, where we going? Where we going, y'all? Where we going? Okay, somebody just asked me to play some, not Babyface. What was the name of the song? Let me see. We got some minutes on. Now, y'all, if y'all got an old school song, if we got it in our thing, we'll play. But if we don't have it in here, we're not going to be able to play it. Our music got to be in before a certain time. Okay, here we go. I got it coming on. I got it coming on, Timothy. Timothy wanted to hear Keith Sweat. Is that Keith Sweat? Right and Wrong Way? Let's see. We'll be right back.
My baby,
Say Terry. Say, that's be real. That's that baby make. Say, that's that baby making music right there.
Yeah.
Say Terry. How many people have made a baby off of this song right there?
Oh man, it's millions. Believe it's millions.
Woo, man, that takes me back in memory lane. What you think about that, co-host?
I think it's great. I love it.
Yes. Woo. No more daddy. Oh, I'm still singing that song. Wow.
Boy, you silly.
Oh, man, that's a jam. And
Donnell,
I want people, and y'all can check
Donnell,
me.
Donnell, dude,
and y'all can
that
check,
type of music.
But,
you should have seen him at the club.
Oh, man, I'll be vibing. That's what I'll be doing. Oh, before I forget, I got to say a shout-out. It is official. I want to put this out there. DFW Funeral Home is the official sponsor for my radio show. Now, a lot of y'all also don't know that I have a syndicated radio show that's on, I am on 253 FM stations and AM and online stations across the country. So I want to make sure we put that out there. But I'm on different radio stations, and it's official. DFW Funeral Home is my official sponsor, and y'all will be seeing them, hearing them all over my radio show, even my other shows, as they are now the official sponsor for me. So anything that goes out with DJ Dunn and B, you're going to hear DFW Funeral Home. Y'all get ready, because they are taking over as one of my newest sponsors. And what that means is, that they will be all over the station. So all the radio stations out there that's tuning in to me, you got to get ready, because they're my official sponsor. All right, anything else we need to talk about, y'all? Because I'm ready to go back to some more music. Y'all got anything else y'all want to say?
I think Liz probably got something to talk about.
Come on, Liz, what you got to talk about? Liz, I
always
got something to talk about.
Carrie, you always got to put me on
the spot,
huh?
Liz, because we know how you are. Liz got plenty of time, but she be all on that internet. She be all on the internet looking for stories. And hell, if we ain't got no story, by the time Liz get through, we going to have plenty of stories. What you got for us, Liz?
So,
we listening.
Well, I don't know.
Look at it. She don't got speechless. I tell
you
what.
Yeah, I got speechless.
You go
y'all
ahead.
Just give me for this round. Don't put me on the spot no more, Terry Price.
That's okay. We gonna
hey,
we gonna
go. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. I got say Terry. I gotta stop. Say Terry. Terry and Lee.
What's
y'all
up?
Remember this one? Y'all remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Who remember that? Oh, well, we're going to go to it. All right, y'all. Hey, Mr. DJ, slow down. Uh-oh. Mom, this is Making Babies. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah.
say. Now that's the jam right there. How y'all feel about that song right there? How y'all feel about that? Man, that's that. Man, ooh, I'm singing that song. How do you feel about the way it's holding on me now? I just want to know. Let me stop.
Ooh, good is on
now. Well, you know what? I get into this music. I love music. Here go my other song. Now, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Back in the 90s, I had a major crush on this lady by the name of, I forgot the lady name. But this song was the song that I played. And I remember me and my homeboy having a fight over this girl. In our mind, we was only 12 years old. She was the most beautiful girl in the world. And I won the fight. Would you believe that? I won this fight because I wanted to be with this girl. But as soon as I won the fight, she broke up with me. I'm so sad. Anyway, here we go.
Nothing means as much.
Your smile,
like that special touch.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Man, we got a lot of people listening. Man, we just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in to us. We got 3 minutes left. Terry, what's up, Terry Price? What's up, man?
What's up, DB? What's up, man?
Man, mm-hmm. We chilling like a village, y'all. I want to say a big shout out to DFW Funeral Home. They will be officially taking over as my major sponsor for the radio show and for the big event coming up June the 25th. You will hear me talk about DFW Funeral Home all over the place, y'all. So get ready. DFW Funeral Home is going to be all over the place. They're going to be one of my official sponsors, not only for this show, but for my syndicated nationwide radio show. What you think about that, Terry Price?
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing, man. That's good to have a sponsor that, you know, wants
yes.
to help.
That want to support. And shout out to Dunn, Ray, and Derek. They have always supported me, everything that I do. And so we just want to make sure we say that. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be doing the top. Tomorrow night is the top 5 songs of the night. We'll be doing that tomorrow night, y'all. We already have the songs picked out. Anyway, before we got 2 minutes. Elizabeth, Go ahead and do your quick shout-outs real quick before we let you go, before everybody go.
Who you want to start with?
Who I want to start out?
The girl.
I want to start out with you, Mr. Terry Pryor. Shout out to Terry. We want to give a shout out to Nikki.
Nikki in the building, baby.
Woo. Yeah. Shout out to all my friends over at United My Justice. How y'all doing? Hope y'all are tuning in. And shout out to all my T Dub students. And that's all. Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Already. Go ahead, Terry Price.
Hey, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to Donnie B, Liz, Nikki, United My Justice. Hey, man, y'all got to support my boy City Boy Fresh, new music, baby. Look him up. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? And just like to give
maybe
a shout-out to
maybe
everybody.
Maybe we can get him to perform. Maybe we can get him to perform on June the 25th, man.
Oh, he will be
what
here.
What you think?
He'd be in the building.
Already. Y'all heard it first, right? Y'all heard it first right here. If it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. We're going to go out with this song. See y'all tomorrow.